From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Farm Credit has been financing rural America for over 100 years. And just like agriculture is sustainable, so are we. Let us help you establish permanent grazing pastures, invest in a hydroponic system, or purchase livestock. The future of agriculture is important to us, and we're here to help you make it last. Call our office at 1-800-919-FARM to speak with a loan officer today. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many farmers in the eastern United States saw substantial rainfall last week, but growers continue to face drought in some areas. Large portions of Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Delaware, and southeastern Pennsylvania remain in moderate to severe drought, with parts of North Carolina in exceptional drought. Cotton, peanuts, and soybeans have all been impacted, while many pastures and hayfields are in poor condition in some areas. A new forecast from the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center calls for drought conditions in North Carolina and Virginia to persist at least through the end of October. Meanwhile, in the northeastern United States, apple growers continue to apply for USDA emergency relief programs after freeze losses earlier this year. More stories like this at our website, onthefarmradio.com.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Spring and summer are prime time for ticks that can spread Lyme disease and other infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would like to remind you to wear bug repellent when outdoors, shower as soon as possible after coming indoors, and check your whole body for ticks every day. If you've been bitten by a tick and develop fever, rash, or fatigue, seek medical care. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/Lyme.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Hello, I'm Nolan Ryan. Yogi Berra once said you can observe a lot by just watching. Have you thought about what your loved ones might learn by watching you? Be a safety role model by using a seatbelt and rollover protection on your tractor, wearing personal protective equipment, and insisting that everyone plays it safe on the farm. Teaching your kids and grandkids about safety by example can make all the difference in preventing injuries. It may even save their lives or yours. Step up to the plate by being a farm safety role model. Your loved ones are watching.
This message from Farm Bureau.
Today's Pearl of Wisdom came in by postcard from listener Una Wilkins way back in 2004. Yeah, we keep them all. Una says, as we pass through a dark tunnel in life, the brighter seems the light when it finally appears. Thanks, Una, for that Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.